Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. Nine a.m. Wednesday morning, over 100 people gathered outside of Amazon's DXT4 warehouse in Laval. This warehouse saw the formation of Canada's first and only Amazon union back in May. But here, that union is outside of the building, protesting Amazon's recent announcement that they would be closing all warehouse operations in Quebec. According to the Ministry of Labor, over 4,500 workers are expected to lose their jobs. Temperatures were as low as negative 19 degrees in the lot, but protesters stayed for 2 hours, chanting, honking, delivering speeches, and marching around the warehouse perimeter. The demonstrators were from different groups, but most were members or associates of the CSN, one of Quebec's largest trade union federations. In May of 2024, the Laval Amazon Workers Union, CSN, was certified, becoming the first and only Amazon union in Canada. For more about the Laval Amazon Workers Union, here is their president, Felix Trudeau, a clerk at the DXT4 warehouse, talking with CJLO at the protest.
We decided to unionize because of many factors, but it all boils down to Amazon does not respect its workers. We are not well compensated. We do a lot of work. It's very tiring work, very physical work. There's a lot of injuries in Amazon warehouses, way more than normal warehouses. So we unionize to gain respect, to get better working conditions, to have basic dignity at work. And we created the union last spring. So on the 10th of May, we got the union certification.
Bargaining talks between Amazon and the Laval Amazon Workers Union began in July of 2024. The bargaining process saw the appointment of a government mediator, threat of deadlock, and Amazon being subject to the enforcement of multiple labor laws. On January 22nd, a final bargaining session was scheduled where the union was expecting to reach a collective agreement. That meeting never happened. Workers were told that they were being laid off and Amazon was closing all of the warehouses in Quebec.
And then we've negotiated with Amazon, and we were about to go to arbitration and get a union contract, Amazon decided to close all of its warehouses. It's not a coincidence. It's retaliation against the democratic workers' movement.
Dominic Daigneault is the president of CSN's Montreal Metropolitan Council. She was also present at the protest.
It's a highly anti-union gesture, and this is why Amazon decided to close all the enterprises in Montreal, in Quebec, because they don't want to deal with our laws that are protecting workers. And so we have to say that we won't give up. We will be always supporting the workers because we have rights. We fought for those rights.
Amazon has not responded to the accusations that they closed the warehouse due to unionization. In a statement to CJLO, Amazon said the move to close the warehouse was about returning to, quote, third-party business models, unquote. The Laval Amazon Workers Union, CSN, is taking legal action against Amazon, filing for the government to force the shipping giant to reopen the warehouse, finish union negotiations, and pay compensation and damages. The union is also calling for a boycott of the company across Quebec and Canada. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.